locker room dynamic is talked about a lot. Was the whole Martellus thing in any way a disruption in this room?
Oh, as far as him being cut?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it was a disruption at all. I'm not sure what all went down with that. You'd have to speak with the higher-ups, coaching staff, and everything. But, Mason, just wait 10 minutes, all right? But, no, there's been no disruption at all. No talk amongst any of us as far as what's going on or, why do we make this move. So I can assure you that that hasn't crossed any of our minds, I guess.
What did you make of his Instagram announcement over the bye, though, planning to retire at the end of the year? Did that strike you as different at the time?
Everyone has their own career path or how they choose to go about it. And, I know, simply from his social media, I could see, he was dealing with some homesickness issues and, and obviously saying he was going to retire after the season. I mean, that's his prerogative. You just would hope that while making that statement that you'd give it your all. So, but as for anything after that, that's not up to me. So it's for you guys to talk about.
Do you feel like he gave his all?
Yeah, well, I mean, shoot, you got to talk with the offense. I mean, I went against him in practice and, tried to block me, and like I said, tried. We had some good matchups and stuff, but it's the nature of this business, and at the same time, a decision like that is way above my head. So, but I can assure you, the guys we have in here are more than capable and have been on this team, at least Rich, for some time now, and able to get it done. Whatever it was, that we brought Martellus in here for.
Clay, a lot of people on the outside, like you said, we don't know what's going on. And people might be trying to piece the puzzle together, so to speak. Some people would say probably that he quit on the team based off that Aaron got hurt, and then all of a sudden this other stuff came in line with that. With that being said, how do you make sure that this locker room kind of keeps its tunnel vision straight ahead, knowing that you guys got a lot of work yet to do?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a very good question. I think the greatest test for this team is doing just that. I mean, since I've got here, really since Aaron, took off back in 2009, I'm not going to say it's been easy street, but when you have him at quarterback, he overshadows a lot of the deficiencies all across the board. So now that, we're having to scratch and fight and claw and have still come up short these past, 2.5 weeks, it's really going to show the resolve of the men in this room. So, I can promise you I'll be out there all four quarters giving it my all, and hopefully everyone else is on board as well. And, I think it's a very good question. So we'll see. But, I have confidence in the guys we have out here, the guys on, defense specifically, and seeing this thing out. But, hopefully when I say seeing this thing out, it's coming out on the other side of the win-loss column and us starting with a win this weekend.
Clay, how do you guys generate more pass rush, do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of it has been said about that lately, but I think it's a defensive thing, really. I know you guys want to look at the sacks and everything like that, but, I think it also coincides with all 11 players. And obviously last week we tried to go with some more blitzes and games and trying to, get after and create some pressure. But ultimately, if that means choosing some coverage where guys can get some hands on receivers and interrupting the quarterback's rhythm, because, I feel for the most part, the quarterback's rhythm, they've been on times and it's been difficult even when we've had free runs at the quarterback. So we just got to find a way to disrupt that, whether it be through pass rush, which, obviously, we'll continue to, try and get after the quarterback and in coverage as well. So it's an 11-man thing in that regard. And I don't know. We just need to pick it up a little bit as far as in the pass rush. Like I said, there's not one of us who's going to say we can do a little bit more. And also in coverage as well. So, but yeah, we need to just simply to create those turnovers. We've done a good job, especially in the second half last week, forcing a few fumbles, getting the ball back to our offense. But third down, I don't think they punted once, so that really killed us last week. And we got to find a way to get off the field and also disrupting second and third down, putting them in long situations to where they're predictable. And heading into Chicago, we know they're going to try and run the ball, so. We can win the first down battle and getting back to what you had said, get some pressure, sacks. That'll really, you know, throw a wrench in their plans.
You kind of referenced it there. You always talked about trying to make them one-dimensional. They're a team that's been pretty lopsided towards the run. So how important is that to come out early and kind of stick your nose in there and stop that run game?
I think it's huge. You know, I don't think there's any I mean, they're not trying to deceive you in any way. They're going to try and run the ball. And obviously with a young quarterback, they're going to try and, you know, limit the amount of throws. And when they do, probably play action, get them on some boots. But for the most part, they got two backs, especially 24, who can really pound the ball. And but I think we've done a real good job in the run game. I mean, I know we had the fourth quarter of the Dallas game. We couldn't get off the field there at the end, especially when they were running the ball. But, this past week, if we're strictly talking about the run game, I think we forced them to under 2 yards a carry, several TFLs, had that strip on the running back. So, I mean, you got to feel good about, our defensive ability to stop the run as well. So we'll see what that means, because obviously they're dedicated to running the ball and, speed up the game, put the possession clock in their favor. So we'll see what that means, but, we're ready for the challenge.
Playing your career, you've had so much success against Bears or Sacks, whether it's been Jay Cutler or anyone else that they've put out there. What is it about that rivalry that suits your game so well, or is it the matchups on the offensive line? Do you look at Trubisky as a rookie, as a guy that, hey, we can go after him?
Well, I mean, he's going to have a few opportunities to pass the ball. I mean, that's just, been shown. He's only going to have several. And obviously that's dictated by how we play defense, especially stopping the run. And like I had said, getting him into second and long, third and long situations to get after the quarterback. But, I think this game will come down to stopping the run more so than anything. And just like any game, if we can get a lead, then we can get after the quarterback. But in regard to your question, some of it's familiarity. Others just luck, whatever it is. But obviously when you play him twice a year, you get a sense of what they're trying to run, what their coordinator is envisioning, and making a few plays.
Clay, getting back to the pass rush with, I know it's a team thing. It's all 11 guys, like you said. How much do you put on yourself to provide a spark to get out there and make something happen?
Yeah, I mean,
get guys to follow you a little bit.
Yeah, sure. I mean, every game I always try and pride myself on making that one play that can change the game to where you look at the first time we played Chicago and the sack cost fumble within the 10-yard line, put in the red zone, stuff like that. And it just seems like I haven't had many of those opportunities to do so. I feel like I'm gonna go ahead and I'm making this category as far as outside linebackers, but I feel like we've done a heck of a job in the run game as far as being very disruptive and creating opportunities for other players, as well as making those TFLs and tackles. But that's great, but it's also nice to get after the quarterback and get some hits on him, pressures, get him uncomfortable. We need to find a way to do that a little bit more. So, to answer your question, obviously guys like myself, I put on myself, I try and lead the game, whether it be, sack, forced fumble recovery, interception, whatever it may be, trying to find that way to get those one or two plays that kind of change, the course of the game.
You've been at this a while now in this league, so I don't know what your theory is on must wins or guarantees or whatever, but a loss this week would be three losses in the division. That would make it really uphill sledding to try and win the division, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think, it's like Mike said, it's kind of a no-brainer, but we're obviously going down there to get this win, so we don't expect to lose. We don't plan on it, but you're right. If you lose three and then you start falling, two and a half, three and a half games behind, it's no secret, obviously, playing, without Aaron. It just requires everybody's games to be picked up. So, hopefully this is the week where we can, grind out a big divisional win and, get back above 500 and hopefully keep pace, moving forward and, in this race for the playoffs, really. So, yeah, let's not lose three.
Clay, from a pride standpoint, is there a need to win to show that this team is capable of doing it without Aaron?
Well, I think it goes – that's bigger than pride. I think pride falls on each individual as far as how they approach the game and how they finish the game and when things get tough. But to answer your question, I think just winning. We need to win. Nobody says that. Obviously, I know Aaron was Aaron, but nobody says that when anybody else is out of the lineup, whether it be Morgan, for instance, or something like that. I think – you have to take pride upon yourself to kind of fill that void and make plays when you can. So, You know, I think more so than anything, we need to get a win.
Is there such a thing for defense? Getting into a rhythm, you know, with personnel changes, you know, untimely penalty on 3rd and 14, all that. You watch this stuff and you make the corrections. You play two good quarterbacks back to back, but, you know, it's got to be frustrating saying, man, how do I sink?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you look at that. I mean, we go 3 and out to start the game, and then unfortunately we have that, you know, penalty and kind of moves us down. And, you know, I was fortunate in that I jumped on that next 3rd down and, of course, he didn't cost us, and they missed the field goal. But, yeah, you know, those type of penalties, you know, shoot yourself in the foot, especially, you know, on defense where you know more than anything. It's probably going to be a close game, you know, when you're not scoring 30-plus points a game. So, shoot, I forgot your question. I went on.
Like, as you go through these corrections, really, at the essence, is trying to be in sync, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, in sync, all on the same page, really. You know, I was mentioning to maybe Jason the other day, as far as, you know, when you're winning games, it's easy to point at the one or two, you know, guys who are, you know, making those plays within a specific play, really. But now, you know, unfortunately, when plays are made at your expense, it's easy to point out the one or two guys who, you know, perhaps aren't in their gap, who missed a tackle, who didn't know their assignment, and that's truly what kills you. But, you know, that's every play, really. But especially when you're losing, you know, or lost, it really puts it in perspective.
It's more magnified.
Yeah, of course.
Trubisky's only started a few games, and he's had, you know, only a handful of passing opportunities each game. But he was a high draft pick. I mean, does he do something well that you've seen impress you anyway?
Well, I mean, he's an athlete, you know, I think more so than anything. Obviously, I'm sure the confidence factor will come, as with any rookie quarterback in their first couple starts. But he's done a good job when the pocket's collapsed. You know, extending plays, especially, you know, just running and grabbing extra yards, 20, 30 yards here and there, specifically looking at the Saints film, which they kept that pretty close. So, you know, I think they do a good job as far as running and then obviously setting up the play action as well as boots and getting guys open. So, you know, I think more so than anything, I think that, you know, the scheme that they have over there is working well with the guys in which they have. So, but, I mean, he's done a good job throwing the ball. I think they've only had a handful of turnovers since he took over. So, you know, we understand, stop the run, get him to force the ball. But, I mean, when they're as dedicated as they are, it'll probably be a tough, hard-fought game.